This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The U.S. government said on Wednesday they were returning the Yemen-based Houthi rebels to a list of terrorist groups in the latest attempt by Washington to stem attacks on international shipping. Officials said the designation, which hits the Iran-aligned group with harsh sanctions, was aimed at cutting off funding and weapons the Houthis have used to attack or hijack ships in vital Red Sea shipping lanes. A spokesman for Qatar's foreign ministry said a shipment of medicine for dozens of hostages held by Hamas reached the Gaza Strip on Wednesday. VOA's Rick Pantaleo reports.
The medicine arrived in Gaza on Wednesday as part of a deal mediated by France and Qatar. For every box that arrives where a hostage, 1,000 boxes will arrive to Palestinians in Gaza. UN Humanitarian Coordinator Sigrid Kaa.
I'm here because of a mandate of the Security Council to see how we can facilitate, accelerate, and expedite all areas of the assistance that is so much needed for civilians in Gaza, given the very acute humanitarian conditions that they have to live with.
This deal was the first agreement between Israel and Hamas since a truce in late November that freed dozens of captives, mostly women and children. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. White House National Security Spokesperson John Kirby said on Wednesday there is a critical and urgent need for continued security assistance flow to Ukraine.
They are still going through artillery shells and HIMARS rockets and air defense capabilities at a pretty advanced clip, depending on what they're facing on the battlefield. And so their inventories are running lower, without question.
Kirby outlined the pressing need for some